financed my first real estate in Germany. I've been living in Germany for 4 years now, and I'm interested in financing my first real estate. I'm Fabienne, and this is Fabienne Finds Finance. And today we have with us Ms. Sabine Kraus, one of the best financial advisors and most recommended financial advisors on WHO Finance. Hello, Ms. Sabine. How are you?
Thank you. Very well. Thank you for having me today.
We're very glad to have you with us today. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Yes, I am an independent financial advisor. I was in former times more than 30 years with Deutsche Bank, time as corporate banker. I worked a little bit in Chicago for three years. That's why my English. And later on, I worked as independent financial advisor under the roof of Deutsche Bank. But I decided for myself, I do better for my customers if I'm independent and cover more than 400 banks for them. And that's how I'm working now. I'm an independent agent for real estate financing.
Okay, very nice. And thank you for being with us today. So I have a question. What are the preconditions in order for me to finance my first real estate in Germany?
That is on one hand pretty simple, just three keywords, but on the other hand, it's pretty difficult because every bank sees this a little bit different. So one is definitely, it is easiest if you have a permanent residentship, but it also works with a blue card, like a lot of my IT specialists as customers have. So we go on with what you have. If you come from Europe, it doesn't matter because Europe counts as Germany.
Okay.
The second thing is definitely it helps to have some savings. The savings should cover the additional costs like taxes, notary. If you have an agent, it is a little bit different. If you buy a new building, we go deeper into it with a concrete object. And the third, it would definitely help if you have an unlimited job, but there are also banks like ING who accept a limited contract or a probation period.
Okay, thank you so much for the detailed explanation. Since I work in IT and I've been living here for 4 years, I would like to know for my case, which type of real estate can I actually here afford?
Yeah, you name the budgeting process. That is pretty easy. That's a program. We just put 3-4 numbers in and then we have an amount. But I don't want to do it that simple with you because I think the question is not correct. The question should not be, what can I afford? It should be, what would I like to afford? Because that also mirrors your personal life. You do not want to spend everything in your apartment. You are young, you want to live, you want to go on vacation. So I think we should go a little bit deeper into this, what you really want to spend on this. And then we can calculate the budget. And I would like to do it next time in a video call with you.
Thank you so much. That's very actually interesting. And I would definitely like to do that too. And how can we take it from here?
Yeah, I just gave the video call. So I would say we take our calendar and look for next week for a good appointment. And then we make a video call, then we do the budgeting process on one hand. And on the other hand, I give you a little homework. You go into ImmoScout, ImmoNet, ImmoWorld, and look for an apartment which looks good for you. You should not go there and visit it, just bring it. And we do on one hand the budgeting process. On the other hand, we calculate a financing for this. And then you see also how that works with the banks and what is the best for you.
Okay, thank you so much for the explanation and the information. It was very nice having you here today, and I would definitely do that for next time. Thank you so much.
Thank you too for having me, and have a great day. Bye, Fabienne.